Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, there are so many pigs who are not properly worshipful. Isn't that right?
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALBJS.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg. The really funny thing about Judy Tenuta, pretty much everything. And she's actually quite a lovely woman, as you can see from the photos on her website, judytenuta.com. I wanted to get that out of the way now, before she reminds me of what a pig I and the rest of you men are. Now, back to our scheduled bout of wits with the love goddess, the persona that comedian Judy Tenuta has been bringing to stage and screen for years. The love goddess is loud, she's proud, and of course she plays a wicked accordion. And this Saturday night, August 1st, Judy will be the celebrity host of the online TV show Acme Saturday Night at the Acme Comedy Theater in Los Angeles. You can see her live if you're in the LA area. Tickets to be in the studio audience are on sale now at www.acmecomedy.com. Or you can watch the show live online this Saturday at 8 p.m. PST, that's Pacific Standard Time, and also at www.acmecomedy.com. And, of course, her latest comedy CD is called Buy This Again, Pigs, The Best of Judy Tenuta. Judy, welcome to Mr. Media.
Oh, Bob, how are you, Studsicle?
Oh,
you are one hot stud puppet! You know that.
I got the full treatment. I got the accordion. I love it.
Yes, of course. Wait, here's a love song for you. I want a guy with a mobile home who has an extra Y chromosome, who retains water in his head and rides his horsey back like Mr. Ed. What does that do for you?
Oh, it gets me going, I'm telling you.
Nice!
Judy, tell me, how did you get so wise in the ways of the world?
Oh, well, first of all, I was one of eight children. My mom was the original Octomom, but she had the decency to have us a month apart. So at least we wouldn't be all confused and desperate for attention. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also on top of that, let's keep in mind, I was raised Catholic. We were not allowed to laugh in the living room. We had to wait until Sunday Mass, when Father Shanky McBlowfish asked for money. Like I have time for that. Like I'm going to pay for his prom gowns.
Well, it sounds like your dad must have been a pretty fun guy.
Oh, I love my dad. I want a guy just like my dad who's really rad. A guy who hikes his boxer shorts up to his neck, sits in front of the TV set like a human chia pet. And when company comes, he says, yeah, I love my dad. Thanks for reminding me.
Of course. I'm just here to play along.
Yeah, Bob, I love what you're wearing. Ooh, that gold Speedo shows right through the airwaves. You are one hot studsicle. Why hide it?
No, I'm all for letting my studsicle hang.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, so we've heard a little about your dad. Now, tell me about these seven siblings. Where do they fit into the equation?
I grew up having a lot of fun, but more importantly, let's talk about what's going on in Hollywood, because as you know, I am the goddess of gossip.
All right.
My God, I never know who's coming to visit, you know, because I live here. I live here in Hollywood where there's a 2 silicone minimum. Thanks a lot. I'm going to get kicked out because mine are real.
Oh,
do not go to Starbucks, and I don't eat sushi. I'm getting kicked out of town.
Forget about the soak on
sushi. Everybody says, well, you know, you got to get used to it. Excuse me. I don't have to get used to pizza. I don't have to get used to death by chocolate, okay? But they're going, oh, no, start out with the roll, and, you know, you got to get used to it. Yeah, what if you went to a women's shelter and said that? You know, the lady says, oh, my husband beats me. Yeah, well, get used to it.
Yeah, I feel awful. I can't believe I'm laughing at that. But, you know.
But it's true.
Yeah.
You can't tell people that. I'm sorry. They forget to tell you. I am not a porpoise. I'm not going to eat raw yellowtail. Excuse me. I'll leave that to you, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But, and I'll tell you what else is going on here in town.
All right.
As you know, oh, my God, as you know, I'm the love goddess and princess of panty shields. I can absorb you. Now, of course, people have problems. You know that, Bob.
I do know that, yes.
Yeah, people have so many problems. Oh, wait, here's a letter. Dear goddess, I have a super cute boyfriend who only likes to decorate and lip sync to Yentl. Could he be gay? Love, Oprah. Okay, pick up the courtesy phone. What is going on with her? I can't even handle it. Listen, I got to tell you what I'm doing lately. I'm very proud of myself. I'm 40 years sober. Yeah, and that's because I I'm trying to change that. I'm going to AA meetings, not because I'm a drunk. You know, but because I need to meet producers. So, please, help me to learn to get drunk so I can get in a movie. All these people are casting from AA. And I'll tell you something else, Bob. As soon as someone's in AA, they are so damn boring. It's like, yeah, I'm 7 years sober. Take a nap. How about, I liked it much better when you were pole dancing, okay? You were a lot more fun. Okay, Titus?
Hey, Judy, how do you feel about taking a phone call?
Oh, I love phone calls.
All right. Well, let's see. Donna, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hello? Hello?
A little thought, so.
Well, I can't excuse me.
I can't hear him. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. He's building the wall at the border. I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah.
Do we have another caller who can complete a sentence, or is that a problem?
I think we'll. I was just going to put out the word, actually. If you want to give us a call, say.
I love people calling in to worship me, only if they have a love poem or they have a horrible love experience, a horrible dating experience. We love those.
Okay. Well, give us a call. It's 1-646-595-3135. Give us a call. You know the drill. Only call it tonight, Thursday night, while we're live. Otherwise, Judy's got to go out and be giving out love advice, and I'm going to be sitting out in the rain. So you were, Judy. You wanted to talk about Hollywood some more. Who's really on your radar right now out there?
Well, of course, I'm going to be in a movie any minute as soon as George Clooney asks me. You know, that could happen. Yes. Let's see what else. Right now, I can't help it. I am totally into Lady Gaga. Ma, 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 ma. I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Hold them, let me. Yeah, that's one of the sketches. I shot a little video for the Acme show this Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm Lady Gaga 50 years later. It's really cute. It's really fun. You're going to love it.
I think Lady Gaga 5 years from now is going to be kind of sad. 50 years, I don't know.
Yeah, but you can't turn on the radio without without that. Yeah. Come on, let's. I want to take a ride on your disco stick. Hello. Like, we don't know what that means. Nice one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What about on the political side? I understand you might have a thought or two on Sarah Palin.
Oh, my God. Yes, Sarah Palin. Oh, yeah. I will soon be leaving office, and I think it's the best thing for myself. No, I mean for Alaska, because I am going to do what my true talent, and that is making moose burgers for senators. Yeah, I think I'll be really good at that. And then I'm also going to have a show on QVC. Yeah.
Well, so, we heard, Governor Palin, that you were going to be on TV. I just didn't realize it would be QVC.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a lot of product, you know, like, my glasses. I'll be selling Sarah Palin sex glasses. Oh, sorry. I mean glasses that will keep you from having premarital sex. And, I'm very busy. I'm very much in demand. To be honest with you, Alaska, let's face it. Once you've been in the light, the limelight, you know, Alaska's a big, fat icebox. And I need to be where it's hot. I want to go body surfing with Justin Timberlake. Damn it. Okay? Is that so wrong?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I want to hold them like they do. Yeah.
That's a great voice. I mean, if I close my eyes for a second, I saw Governor Palin, ex-governor.
Yes, yes. Well, she's never – oh, wait, here she is. She came over. Hey, Judy, what can I do here? I'd like to dust up a little for you before your friends come over, and then I'll start, you know, putting some shrimp on the Barbie, on your Barbie doll. That is. Yeah, I like putting shrimp on your Barbie doll. But let me dust up a little here, just a little. Oh, can I borrow your nail polish? Oh, gosh, it's so nice. Oh, gosh darn it. I know Joe Sixpack would like it. Okay, Sarah, go in the kitchen. Make me an icebox shake. Yeah, you know, she's working it.
She is. She is. And, Judy, is there anything new in relationships? I mean, this is really your big area of expertise.
Oh, my God. So many people ask the love goddess for advice. Number one, ladies, if you want your man to worship you as a love goddess, you had better act like a Ferrari. That is correct. Make a lot of noise and only start when he pumps all his money into you. Men understand that. You know, see, here's the basic difference between men and women. You know, women take time to groom themselves. They spend 5 hours before a party trying on each other's clothes, okay? And luckily, a lot of guys out there in sports world take videos of that. But then, guys, you know, guys are not fussy about their clothes. You know, Bob, that's so true. You never hear one guy, you know, your buddies, you never say, hey, Skip, do these pants make my package look puny? No, guys, don't worry about it.
True.
That's correct. And here's another thing. Women, we love it when you rip our clothes off because then we can shop for new ones. You guys wear the same nasty underwear until all that's left of it is an elastic waistband with a thread hanging from it. I'm not kidding. One day I went in the hamper and I go in there, and all that's left of his underwear is that waistband with a thread hanging. Now, luckily, you know, that's all the support he needed. But still, get a little coverage, damn it.
And how's your love life these days?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can always use – I need more love slaves to call in to come to the Acme and tell me that they are in love with the goddess and that they want to bring me gifts and worship me and take me to wonderful places. That's what I need.
Okay.
What? What do you mean, Kay? Well, of course. Watch out.
I just want to help you put out the call. That's all.
That's right. I am one hot love goddess. And there's a lot of oinkers out there begging to be my furniture.
I have, and with your permission, I have a little clip from one of your records I'd like to play. This is from you explaining what men want and what women want. Do you mind if I go with
all
this?
All right,
for a second?
I don't even know what it is. Let me listen.
Okay, here we go, folks. And while you listen to this, start dialing 1-646-595-3135.
Yes, we want to call.
Call us. Talk to Judy. All right, listen to this.
Now, do not read this book. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. No, just read my book. Men want cars and women want a penis. All right? Yeah! Yeah! How true is that, honey? And I'll tell you something, little disco virgin. I know what men want. They want a mattress that cooks, right? And men, I'm going to tell you what we want, okay? Ebenezer, I'm going to tell you. He's under the witness protection program. Every minute I change his name. Okay. No, I'll tell you what women want. This is all we want. Just take out the trash and lick us. That's it. That is it. That's it. Trash, that is foreplay. You know that, honey. Am I right, Daddy? You got that right, Daddy.
Okay. I think that's sound advice. I know it's true.
I think it is. Now, who is the perfect man for you? If you could pick anyone, who would it be?
Okay. Well, I think a cross between, you got to have a little balance there. So, I'd like a cross between Josh Duhamel, you know him, right?
Mm-hmm. Fergie's husband.
Yeah, who cares? That's just warm up for him.
Okay.
Josh Duhamel and maybe Pee Wee Herman. Michael Jackson. No. Seriously, like I said, a cross between Josh Duhamel and, we got to have a funny guy. Yeah. Josh Duhamel is hot, and maybe also John Candy.
Oh. Interesting choice.
And of course, living. Yeah.
Living, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't it sound hot?
How
about this? Josh Duhamel and who's, and maybe Christopher Walken.
Ooh, that's an interesting cross.
Yeah, he'd have to be possessed. Yes, Judy, I want to date you.
I can hear that. And I have to ask you, because you are an outspoken advocate of gay and lesbian rights, if you're
yes!
interested, who would be the perfect woman for you?
Well, first of all, I love my gay fans, of course, because they know how to worship the goddess. And they're very, very outspoken about their worship. And just like I want all of my gaydars to have the right to marry. And just because the state of California is too stupid to figure it out, just remember the goddess is there to perform marriages. So I can perform a marriage. I may even do one at the Acme Theater. Who knows?
Really? Are you looking for people to volunteer to be married Saturday night?
Yes.
All right. And, we were talking I wanted to ask you about the Love Goddess. How long has the Love Goddess been appearing on stage?
Well, the Love Goddess, I have many incarnations. Mm-hmm. I am a petite flower Love Goddess, Fashion Plate, Saint, Earth Mother, Hostess, Geisha Girl, Buffer of Foreheads, Healer of Hermaphrodites, Blesser of Bunions, and Queen of Candy Pants. So I have many personalities. But yes, the Love Goddess is always here to give people love advice and to give love so that others can give me love back.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
I always tell people as I marry them in Judaism, my religion is Judaism with a Y.
Right.
So many men and women get married and you know, the wife says, I don't understand it. Sometimes my husband's busy. I don't feel like he is giving me enough attention. All right, ladies, if you want your man to give you attention, you must wear a bikini made of bacon during the Super Bowl. Wear a bikini made of bacon. He will drop that beer and worship you.
Hey, Judy, how do you feel about trying another phone call?
Yes, let's try that this time. Let's see what happens.
All right. I believe this is Christopher. Christopher, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Good, good. Good to hear from you. You've got a question or something you want to tell Judy?
Yeah. 20 years ago, I introduced her in Dallas, Texas at SMU.
Oh!
And made a very flattering comment about your tush. And one of the stagehands said, she asked, "Who is that asshole?"
The stagehand said that?
He said that you asked him of me. You went, "Who is that asshole?"
Goddess would never say that. First of all, you complimented the goddess about my posterior, correct?
Absolutely, in front of, out on stage, I said, "And check out her tush."
That's right. I am one hot love goddess.
You bet, and I've never forgotten that.
Thank you, Christopher. Are you on your knees to recite a love poem for the goddess?
If you want me to be on my knees for you, I will.
All right. You're on your knees. Now, Christopher, would you either like to give a poem to the goddess, or would you like to tell us about a horrible, nightmarish dating experience?
Oh, I have had no horrible dating experiences. It's because I'm actually a monk, and I've been celibate for 50 years.
A monk? Are you making cheese in your dreams?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my gosh. You definitely need Judaism, honey.
I surely do. I need to be converted.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're on your knees. And guess who is coming into my... Guess who's coming into my boudoir right now? See if you could guess, okay?
Charlie.
Wait a minute. No, no. If I could turn back time, I would date a fetus.
Yeah, I love it. I think we were separated at birth.
Who's that?
Birth or separated?
You didn't even figure out who it was that I was just doing?
Who were you doing?
Oh, God. Put him to sleep. Next.
Take care, y'all.
Thanks, Christopher.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
first
Judy,
of all, when he said he was a monk, and then when he... Okay. Clueless. And then he didn't even know what that was.
Well, he did appreciate your tush. Got to give him credit for that.
Yes, and my tush will be on display at the Acme Theater. I'll be wearing hot pants.
All right. Now, will you be doing the Love Goddess all night, or will you be doing different characters?
Oh, yes, I will be doing different characters. In fact, I am going to be doing Roseanne. Hey, you guys, I lost weight and crap, but I still got a blowhole. I'll be doing Roseanne in a sketch, a very funny sketch with another, with the ensemble is very funny, and it's going to be a photo shoot with Roseanne, so it should be really funny. And then, of course, I'm going to be also Sarah Palin, and then I'm going to be I'm going to be Octomom as a James Bond villainess. How much fun is that?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Will you be playing the accordion at all?
Of course I will.
Yeah, baby. So, Judy, if you're the Aphrodite of the accordion, where does that leave Weird Al Yankovic?
Oh, well, Al is great. You know, Al is a master accordionist. Yes, you know that.
I did know that.
Oh, yeah, he's great. In fact, they just did a monument to him at the Orange County Fair called Weird Al's Brain. I'm not kidding. So it's really,
really?
Fun. Really funny. Yes, I had so much fun with Al. As you know, I've been in a few of his videos, and of course I did the Weird Al show in 1997. Very much fun.
Let me just say this.
Al really plays the accordion. He's great. I use the accordion to make my love slaves suffer.
Is that right?
Yes.
I would have never thought of it that way. Well, let me ask you something before we have to let you go. The love goddess is such a bigger than life personality. Like you know, Weird Al can be like even I don't know if this is a good thing to say, but like Pee Wee Herman, it's a persona, it's a character that's so attached to you. If you wanted to do TV or film in a different way, do the people who make those decisions, can they see past the love goddess to, you know?
They need to see past the love goddess. As you know, the love goddess is, she's just at the core of my being. But, of course, as I said, I have many other incarnations. And, as I say, I will be doing different characters at the Acme Theater on Saturday. August 1st. Yay! So all you casting hogs, get out there and put
there
me in next Transformers!
Which Transformer would you be if you were in that movie?
Oh, I think I'd be a hot pickup truck that turns into Robo Stripper.
Cool. I'd like to see that movie.
Yeah.
Well, folks, this Saturday night, August 1st, Judy will be the celebrity host of the online TV show Acme Saturday Night at the Acme Comedy Theater in Los Angeles. You can see her live if you're in the L.A. area, and tickets to be the studio audience are on sale now at acmecomedy.com. Or for those of you who are not in the L.A. area, you can watch the show live online this Saturday night, 8 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time, also at www.acmecomedy.com. Her latest CD is Buy This Again, Pigs, The Best of Judy Tenuta. You can visit her website, Judy Tenuta, solid, judytenuta.com. Judy, are you out there on Facebook or Twitter or any of that kind of stuff?
Yes, of course. And if you go to my website, judytenuta.com, and also don't forget to get my new CD, Buy This Again, Pigs. But if you worship the goddess, you can see me. It's very fun, all my different photos and clips. There's video clips, all kinds of fun things. And, yes, if you go to my website, judytenuta.com, there you will also see little connections to Facebook, MySpace, Twitter.
Great.
Yeah, so write the goddess messages of love, or even better, come to the Acme Theater on Saturday.
Sounds good. Well, yes! Judy, love goddess. Thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media tonight.
Mr. Media. Yeah, you are a hot studsicle.
Thank you. You're a lovely woman. Have a great time Saturday night.
Yay!
It could happen. All right, Judy. Have a great night. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And folks, for more comedy interviews, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Lisa Lampanelli, Aziz Ansari, Ralphie May, Yul Spencer, Lisa Ann Walter, Ant, Michelle Ballin, Robert Schimmel, twice, Bob Alper, Jeff Chrysler, The Whitest Kid You Know, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Digital Journal, Vox, Podcast Pickle, Mediafly, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it when you give up a little piece of your day. Spend it with us. Thanks for listening, and let's go out with just a little more Judy Tenuta.
You know, and my mom is one of these women. She's 2'1". She lives in Florida, and she's the tallest woman there. All right. And she's, Jody, why can't you be famous earlier in the day? Jody, my water broke. Jody, your father and I are bored. We want to get a sex change. I said, Mom, it's already happened. You know, she's grown a goatee. My dad has breasts to the floor. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. And, of course, you know, they sent me to the all-girls punk rock school saying obnoxious in bondage. Yeah, one day Sister Godzilla got mad at me just because I gave her a shaving mug. For Father's Day! She doesn't know how to take praise.